Yes, it's a Friday morning on the Morning Team Show on WSGW. A Friday morning as the college football season continues, getting into October tomorrow. Here with Dave and Pat and Charlie, and at this time, also with the voice of Saginaw Valley State University Cardinals football, because the pregame show for the next SVSU game starts now. Give me the next long pregame show, because the Cardinals don't play till tomorrow night. J.J. Bame with us, as always, on Friday mornings. Good morning to you, J.J., and welcome.
Good morning. Welcome. I will be sure that I am careful not to say that the Cardinals should completely capsize the Lakers. I don't want Dave to be getting out his edit pencil during the pregame show tomorrow.
Hey, if it's redundancy for a victory, that's fine with me. Yeah, here we are, the Battle of the Valleys. I know we want to get to it, and we will. But to get to the game tomorrow night, we do have to talk about what happened last week, as the Cardinals, remaining undefeated, had another impressive display. And again, in the victory over Michigan Tech, J.J., you look at the rushing statistics, and once again, SVSU rushes for a lot of yards, and defensively, they stopped the other team from rushing for very many yards.
Yeah, so SVSU winds up with a very good day running the football. You know, 43 carries for 205 yards. Michigan Tech, 28 carries, just 47 yards. I mean, so as you said, this has now been a pattern over 4 weeks, and it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out tomorrow night when SVSU takes on Grand Valley. But what you see is that teams have not been able to consistently open up running lanes in the tackle box. I mean, SVSU's defensive line is just doing an amazing job controlling the line of scrimmage. Well, that means you got to try to run outside the tackle box. And what you saw on Saturday was, you know, Trevor Nowoski, who's a senior, had a great career. You know, you don't want to take it for granted, but you've seen a lot out of Trevor Nowoski over the last 4 years. So, you know, when he's making all these plays on the edges, you're not surprised. Micah Kretzinger, who's the sophomore middle linebacker, earned the starting job in fall camp. I mean, he was amazing going sideline to sideline during the game. Lenny Dantin, who did the color with me this past week and who was an SVSU teammate of John DeGiorgio, the all-time leading tackler for SVSU who went on to play for the Buffalo Bills, he said, "It feels like I'm watching John DeGiorgio out here because he's just going sideline to sideline, making all the reads, making all the tackles." And so, you know, again, even when it looks like, okay, maybe I'm going to be able to, you know, cut off tackle and there's going to be a lane for me, no, here comes the middle linebacker and he's blowing up the play. So the defense has played really, really well, and it's going to be interesting to see how they can carry that in because, you know, Grand Valley's had some success rushing the football this season, but they're only averaging 4.7 yards per carry on the year. Now, they've played some solid competition. They played Colorado School of Mines, who was a preseason top five team. They played Colorado State Pueblo, who was a top 25 team at the time they played them. So Grand Valley has played some good competition. However, you know, they haven't been dominating in the run game, but obviously, you know, they're going to be just as jacked up for the game on Saturday night as Saginaw Valley will.
The other thing the defense did, if I saw the stat correctly, Michigan Tech 0-for-11 on third downs and 0-for-1 on a fourth down.
Yes, I mean, so that's a testament to good discipline on defense first and foremost. And where that really, really showed up was, you know, in the second half after SVSU had gotten in front 21-13, and on one possession, maybe it was 28-13 on the second possession. But, you know, Michigan Tech winds up where they take over at the SVSU 35-yard line, come up empty. Then the next possession, they take over at the SVSU 25-yard line and come up empty. You know, so twice the defense was put in those difficult, you know, short field situations, and both times they responded and kept Michigan Tech off the scoreboard. And after that happened, you just could tell SVSU was in control of the game. And even though Michigan Tech had some success moving the football later, they never did score again. And so the SVSU defense has continued to show up week after week after week. They're going to have their biggest test of the season on Saturday night, but they have been very rock solid through the first four games.
That test against Grand Valley, it's always a test regardless, but wow, what a game. Both teams coming in undefeated. This is the early highlight game of the year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is one of, if not the game of the week nationwide in Division II football. I mean, you've got two undefeated teams. Right now, Grand Valley's number two in the nation. Saginaw Valley's number 17 in the coaches' poll. You know, again, after starting the season outside of the top 25 rankings, but they've quickly worked their way up. So it's going to be a big game. It is very reminiscent of what we've seen with some of those big Saginaw Valley, Grand Valley games over the years. You know, this is what it felt like every year in the early 2000s, where those two teams were consistently going into this game undefeated, consistently two of the top teams in the nation. So all of that atmosphere, I think, is going to be very fun. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for the players and for the fans to have that opportunity. And again, defense travels. You know, so SVSU is going to be on the road. Yes, they're going into a hostile environment, but defense travels. And I think SVSU's defensive line is still going to be really, really good. I think SVSU's linebacking play is going to be really, really good. SVSU has made some big plays in the secondary. I think that's where the Grand Valley is going to try to test them. They're going to try to make some plays in the passing game because they're going to see what everybody else has seen in terms of teams struggling to run the football. I don't know what Matt Mitchell and his coaching staff will ultimately do, but I would not be surprised if you see Grand Valley come out, try to open up the passing game to see if maybe that will open up the running game later in the contest.
And speaking of the passing game, going now to SVSU's offense, as much as they ran the football successfully, there was still that balance of being able to pass the ball, too. So it's a double threat you got to be concerned about.
Well, and what you're seeing from Andrew Brito is that, I mean, he made one spectacular, I mean, truly spectacular play last week against Michigan Tech, where two different defensive linemen have him smothered. And then all of a sudden he squirts out of there, you know, rolls out, you know, to the right and throws from the right hash back over to the numbers to the left. And there's Derek Hinton sitting all by himself because the coverage is completely broken down at that point. And then he's able to outrun everybody to the end zone for a touchdown. You know, so that was a tremendous individual play. However, what you're also seeing is that he's settling into this offense now, and he's able to make the throws to the guys when they're open. I mean, Andrew Brito now on the season is 50 of 74 passing. He's completing 67% of his passes. He's got five touchdowns, no interceptions. So he's also doing a good job of taking what's there in the passing game, and he's spreading it around. You got Casey Williams with 15 catches, Derek Hinton Jr. with 13 catches, Ernest Sanders has 8 catches, so they're spreading it around. It's not like you can only concentrate on one guy when SVSU's in the pass game. Obviously, SVSU's done the same thing in the run game. Isaiah Malcolm, who is the graduate of the University of Pennsylvania in the Ivy League, he had his best game in a Cardinal uniform last week, 20 carries for 145 yards and two touchdowns, including a great 75-yard touchdown run down the near sideline. So SVSU's got a lot of good things going for them heading into the Battle of the Valleys on Saturday night, and we should remind people that will be on the AM. That will be the game will be carried on 790 AM. So when we're talking about heritage and all these great games over the season, this is also another heritage contest because we're on the Heritage AM station.
Thank you. Take a moment. We should talk about this. Does involve the annual charitable Battle of the Valleys. Now we know Grand Valley maybe not has been participating, but the SVSU students stepping up again.
Unbelievable. So this year, SVSU students, recognizing a lot of the mental health struggles and other things that have been affecting young people, they're working with a local nonprofit organization called Self Love Beauty, started by a local woman named Lisa Thompson, and they have been out raising funds all week. I realized yesterday that I hadn't bought my battle gear yet, so I am meeting one of the this year's Battle of the Valleys chairs, Madison Pignatelli, who's a local student from Saginaw, education major. So I'm going to buy mine at 10 a.m. this morning. So I will leave today campus with my battle gear, make my contribution. But yes, they've been doing an outstanding job. And it's really, really heartening to see how much SVSU students care about their fellow students. I mean, they are doing this to support their fellow students and to support a local nonprofit in our community. And it really, really restores your faith in humankind.
And that's the leaders of tomorrow that are participating in such a great effort today. The Battle of the Valleys tomorrow night, as JJ mentioned, 6:30 broadcast time, 790 AM, as well as available online on the WSW.com streaming site. Go Cardinals!
Yes.
And we'll talk about it next week, a Cardinals victory.